Welcome to the Kawartha Small Business Podcast, where we believe the Kawartha can be the most thriving region in Canada for small business. I'm Brian Rump from Profit Coach.
And I'm Matt Garrity of Matty G Digital.
And before we get started, head over to kawarthasmallbusinesspodcast.ca/checklist and download Matt and Brian's marketing checklist for Kawartha small businesses. We are recording today from the Thrive Podcast Studio at Thrive Coworking Community, 18 Kent Street West in downtown Lindsay. All right, Matt, I know you prepared heavily for this episode, so I'm going to tell you what we're talking about, just to remind you. But we're talking about municipal elections, and specifically wanted to have this episode because we are a booming media brand in the Kawarthas. And we've had, you know, some candidates who, you know, want to come on the podcast and talk about their issues. And we've just decided not to do that at all. And I just thought we should have an episode sort of going through that.
And we're going to endorse the candidates. We're going to say who we like. We're going to give stories as to who we don't like and all that, right?
Oh, exactly. Yeah. Something like that. That is a the VIP version, so you need a subscription for that, where you get all the tea. But I really wanted to center this around, like, the question of, like, does it even matter? I know when elections come up, everyone gets all excited. I know a lot of businesses, you know, they go through loops of, like, well, I'm going to get really engaged with, like, the city, and the city's going to help me, and I sometimes just wonder, like, does it even matter? Like, who gets elected? You know, we, you know, sometimes see people when they're like, oh, they're bad for business, or oh, this person's good for business and they're going to stand up for business. And pretty much every candidate that I've ever met is like, small businesses are the backbone of the Canadian economy and we're here for small business. But I don't know what any of that actually means. And then I wonder, does it even matter? So what do you think?
Well, I always steal your line that the municipal elections that elect the councillors locally here are only good. Like, all they're able to do is garbage and roads.
Yeah.
Anything beyond that, they're not really in charge of, or like, they can't have, maybe there's influence, maybe, but how far does that really go? How far does that really matter? You see it a lot on Facebook. Facebook is just the greatest place to read comments. I don't know if you've seen any of the message board stuff for people commenting on city stuff or commenting on some of the candidates. And they're like, well, you know what you should really be doing is hiring more nurses. And I'm always like, you guys don't have any clue. That has nothing to do with the people that are going to be sitting over on, I'm trying to think of the street. It's not Colburn. Anyways. On Francis Street. Like, they have no pull in that. Like, maybe they can write a very, like, harsh letter. But what else are they going to do? And it's fascinating to see there's a major, major, major disconnect between what the councillors can do and what people think that they could and should be doing.
Yeah. And I think that's what the root of my frustration is, you know, we have, and there's a lot of people running right now who kind of want to, you know, give government a what's for. And it's like, I'm going to change things and I'm going to come in. And they don't realize we have this thing called the Municipal Act, which dictates kind of what you have influence over for, over what the processes are and procedures are for it. And, you know, you have to kind of work within the system, and it's frustrating, but you know, there are only certain things you do have influence over. So you're not being hired as like a dictator to come in and just change everything. So it's, you know, really frustrating. And then I think people will talk about things outside of their scope of responsibility, sort of as politics or, you know, I think sometimes we want our mayor and councillors to be, you know, community leaders and representative of the community. And that kind of happens, but it's not really the job either. Like, at the end of the day, you're kind of administering and making decisions based on a set of services and a set of things you do have influence over. And it's complicated, but it's also very restrictive of what you actually do and what you can actually spend your energy on.
It'd be interesting if the city spent more time from a messaging perspective explaining that, explaining what they're supposed to be doing, what their expectations are, how they're actually being judged. Because I don't know if they do that. And that's probably, and I don't think it's, maybe it's critical strictly of Cortha Lakes. I doubt it. I suspect this is a universal type of concern.
Yeah, it's neat because there's, I think about that too, but there's no reason to because people don't read it, right? They care about their potholes. Mostly that's where some people stop, right? Because they see it every day, right? They don't really care about infrastructure they can't see, even though it's tremendously important, right? Like how we deal with garbage, how we deal with sewage, how we deal with water, you know, how we build roads, you know, they care about the potholes, but not everything else. And it's important, but like explaining it to people, they probably won't even read that article, right? They're more like apt to read about some drama on the council where they don't really want to understand. And that's why people vote for, you know, wackadoodles sometimes who like want to do all these things that aren't even within the scope of the job.
Yeah, and I think it's interesting. This past week, I saw the big publication in town posted the questions that they had asked all the candidates, and I don't know if some replied or most replied or what the case was, but a lot of them replied, and then immediately now you're seeing some of the candidates say, well, here's my full answers, because they didn't think that they had the platform for it.
Yeah.
And then also leading up to it, I noticed, and this is maybe a bigger cosmic conversation too, people questioning like, well, where do we find this information? Where do we find all the information about the councils? I just want one simple app, or I want one simple article, or one simple publication. Yeah. And it made me think about something else that I'm seeing personally, just thinking about quite often with like message boards and social media, where people are like, I'm in search of this. And instead of them actually doing the legwork, instead of them actually doing their own research, they want everything just handed over to them.
Yeah.
I don't even think it's a generational thing, because I know people are going to point fingers in different generations, but that's now just kind of where we are maybe as a society. And I'll take your line, like I'm no expert in this. I'm no expert in humans or behavior or anything like that. But I feel as if more often than not, we're not putting in the legwork, and I'm guilty of this too, but I don't want to spend tons of time finding the information. I just want, person, give me this information, and it needs to be right in front of me, and I'm not going to search it out or whatever. And it's like, and then that's how people start to build their own biases. Like, okay, if you're only getting information about this candidate from the Cortha Small Business Podcast, that's incredibly damaging to you.
Oh, yeah.
You need to do your own legwork and find this stuff.
Yeah, and that's where I think it's fascinating, because I don't think people do that. Mm-hmm. I also don't think candidates do a very good job, even locally, of like giving you that information, which again is a marketing problem for them specifically.
I want to touch on that after.
It's like, just make it easy for me to figure out where you stand on things. But I also think, like, you know, if we look at the slate of candidates across, you know, mayor and all the councilors, like there are some characters on there where a very quick Google search, for me anyway, there's many of them where I was like, I will never vote for this person based on Googling their name. And I think a lot of people don't even go that far, right? They're like waiting to see maybe who comes talk to them, or like what their friend says about them, which again, it's fascinating, but, you know, I think if the stakes were higher, again, this is why I ask, does it matter?
Mm-hmm.
Because what people have control over, how it impacts our day-to-day lives, like most people won't even notice. Like if you have a bad mayor and bad set of counselors who don't really get a lot done, I think it does hurt a little bit, but it doesn't hurt so bad where most people are like, well, this time I got to do my research and I got to select carefully. And then if you do have a great group of people, there's only so much they can do as well. So it's usually not like, oh, they did such a good job, I can't risk losing them. Mm-hmm. I've got to do my research and put in a vote. So that's why I ask, does it matter? Yeah. And then to small businesses, it's like everyone says the same thing about business. But then, you know, who's been so effective for businesses where you're like, I've got to keep this person around? Or what is it that they can do from a policy level that's going to make a massive difference to businesses? And I don't know what that is.
Yeah, I was a counselor reached out, or no, not a counselor, a candidate reached out to me on my personal account last week. And I started talking to them on Facebook Messenger. I don't remember if I mentioned their name to you or not, or if you can piece this all together. I'm not going to mention their name. I'm going to be super vague about the whole thing. It was a fantastic interaction. And I still chat to this with this person, and they're extremely interesting, extremely intelligent. Sidebar, I don't know if they're going to win because the other guy is an old white dude that is known in the community, and that's about it. And that really sucks. Yeah. And I think that this person knows this, but they're out there fighting the good fight. And like, I believe once you talk to this person, then they've also kind of said this too, like people will start to change their minds and understand like this person really gets it. What we were talking about from a business perspective, just to reel my ramble back in, was she's like, she's really disconnected with the business side of things. So like, she's never been a business owner, all this stuff. She's like, so what are the business owners concerned about? What are they upset about? And like, I told them what the business owners are concerned about, but then I'll give you my, your expected curveball in a minute, where all the businesses care about is construction and the roads that are damaging their business and damaging their bottom line. And I said, that's baloney though. The businesses care about that, but that's not maybe the municipality's responsibility. That's not our city hall's responsibility to improve your business. The business owners have taken risks. They're the ones on the hook for that risk. They're the ones that move their business, whether it be downtown, the far side of Kent, wherever it is. They have to assume these risks if there's construction, if there's not proper parking in front of your business. I don't think there is such thing as proper parking in front of your business. If you want proper parking, go to a strip plaza and purchase something there. If you want, like, maybe go to a mall and purchase something there. Then there's maybe dedicated parking for you. So I gave her my whole spiel about this. And she's like, this is really interesting because I've never heard of this before. And I'm like, I don't think I'm unique, but I'm unique in the sense that I'll actually speak out loud about this. And like myself as a business owner, like we put ourselves on pedestals, whether it's media or other business owners, or we convince the city hall that we're supposed to be given like these handouts and stuff like that, which is fascinating too, because some of the business owners I know are like the biggest advocates against handouts too.
Oh, I love that. You know, I'm a free market libertarian. I don't want the government in my pocket, but also please give me all of these things. I think part of that attitude is there's a belief in that crowd that government's terrible and everyone else is getting handouts. Mm. So like, I want some too, obviously, if there's free money going around. So they're like, okay with taking it. So they don't usually understand the reality of who's getting money. Why? So like that stuff's always, I just find it kind of entertaining and funny, but there's, touch on a couple of things you said. One is like, people think business owners are all the same and they're not, and they make different choices and they sometimes don't understand that they're making that choice. Mm-hmm. So they'll blame the city for, hey, I bought this, you know, building, or I have a store in a spot that has no parking and now the city should give me parking. It makes no sense. At the same time, the city does have influence over things like zoning, you know, how we manage common public things like public parking or public roads, you know, how we manage expansion. So you could say, well, just go buy a piece of land and build your store property, which is great if that's available and can be zoned. And like, there's not, again, the balance of fees to get that paid. But at the same time, there's cost to doing that. Mm-hmm. So, you know, they have influence over things like development charges. And I think that's a whole fascinating thing where there is a spot to have influence as a council, because some people are like, oh, we should just eliminate all these charges and incentivize businesses to show up. At the same time, there's costs to overall tax, like the whole tax base if they're subsidizing that business. Mm-hmm. You know, there's a great example in Ottawa in the National Capital Region and like funding the Porsche dealership to like set up, right? Which is kind of an egregious, like, do you really need to give public money to the Porsche dealership?
That's outrageous.
And then at the same time, there's small businesses who have been here who maybe want to expand, but the development charges are so high that it doesn't make sense for them and their business. Mm-hmm. So I think they do have to find like, where's that area of incentive of like, are we attracting and making it easy for the right businesses? And are we also gatekeeping the ones that aren't very good? Mm-hmm. I have lots of fun stories from when I was a banker. And, you know, people wanting loans for like development charges and stuff. And they were trying to like build and start a business with nothing. And it's like, if it was too easy from the city standpoint, they probably would have built something not to code in an area where cost and problems. Mm-hmm. And now the city has to deal with it. So like, these are the hard nuanced things that I think is where it does matter. But then we elect people who don't understand those things or don't seek to understand those things. And we never get resolutions for them anyway.
And something that she brought up that I don't think I brought up to you, but it's really interesting. So the other thing you hear about is the business owners don't want a Walmart in Lindsay, right?
I love the Walmart issue.
Well, like very quickly, I think that we think the same about this. And so what I brought up to her was like, I don't think that there's real competition with Walmart. And look at the Lindsay downtown businesses just alone. Is there competition between people there and a Walmart? Like, are people going that buy clothes from Kathy Allen, are they now all of a sudden, because there's a Walmart, going over Walmart? Absolutely not.
Yeah.
Nisbet's Clothers? No. Maybe I've like, the only one I could think of was maybe like Recycled Kids. Because like from our perspective, when we moved up here from Whitby, we were concerned because our kids were really little and we're so used to going to Walmart all the time. We're like, where do we get cheap diapers? Where do we get cheap clothes? They go through them so fast. So Recycled Kids would be a great option for that. However, what she brought up, and the reason why I brought this up was, she thinks there's maybe a conspiracy that it's not the businesses, like collectively, that don't want Walmart in here. It's Loblaws. It's your food basic. It's it's the Galen legacy, right? And I had never heard that before. And I was like, yes, that's so true. They're the ones, like they're the only comp up here that would like truly suffer.
So this is like the intersection of like politics and oligarchs and land, and that's where the Walmart issue. I wrote a paper in like business college in like 2004 looking at sort of the impact of Walmart on small towns, and it's not really a factor. Also, Walmart's not coming to Lindsay. We've been talking about it since I moved here. Everyone's always like, this fear of Walmart coming, but Walmart has expanded so much that people who go to Walmart are already going to a Walmart.
Yeah.
So unless they go through another cycle of expanding, they're not going to open one in Lindsay. But like, I remember a few years ago, I wrote an article that I sort of self-published about like, will Walmart come here? And like, they don't have an expansion unit now. Like, Walmart's going to do things at scale. They're not opening one store. They might open 10 stores in Ontario and like build them all at once and stock them and staff them and do all of these scalable things all at once. But you know, that's not happening. But you're right. When we looked at just the zoning of like the Northwest Trunk, and when you looked at people who were against that, it was Marty Stoller, who owns Whitney Town Center and I think was a former mayor of the city. And it's just, you know, again, this is my pure opinion, not true. Throw up some roadblocks, block it, hold it back. It's Loblaws. It's the people who own the mall. Like, people with money are going to like gum up the process to like keep those places away. They're going to lobby counselors. You know, developers are famous, you know, for, you know, if you look at who donates to the previous mayors who have won, it'll be neat to look at
whoever wins, who their donors are. You know, developers want influence because they just want to control who goes where. My another favorite story, again, why it may or may not matter in the old days, if you look at the bylaws in this city, you know, one of the barriers to business, again, hasn't been solved, but there's a whole layers and layers of different bylaws between like Bob Cajun, Fenland Falls, Lindsay. So if you want to do something as a business, sometimes just figuring out what you can do, what you're zoned for. Mm-hmm. When you look at the details, it's like funny and random, but it's all because of like who was on council at that time. And like, were they, and some of them it's blatant, like you were protecting your business. Mm-hmm. You know, some of those, like they had pull of mm-hmm. like, you know, they were protecting a neighbor's business. So like, mm-hmm. I know someone who's like buying a, wanted to buy a piece of land and their plan for it was something they could not do because it was on this list of random exclusions. And it was because the neighbor used to have a business that was like that at that time. But to change all of that stuff is process, costs money to do it. You need counselors and it's got to get on the agenda. Like these are the barriers that are frustrating, mm-hmm. but it's all based on those power dynamics. And that's where, you know, having someone who maybe wants to make things more fair is good. But at the end of the day, I don't think they do want to make it more fair because there's always sort of people who want influence and they want to, you know, create barriers for others and reduce barriers for themselves.
Mm-hmm. I wonder, have you seen some of the messaging from the candidates and like reasons why they think they should be running and elected and everything?
Oh, I have, and I don't like any.
No,
I don't think there's any that I really would say I like.
I looked at, I didn't go into great detail, but I checked like a couple people that I would call friends and colleagues that I've seen in the Advocate that replied to that. And just to see like, what were their responses? And it's all the same. Their messaging is always the same. Like they should be elected because they've lived here forever and they want to make a difference. And I'm like, that's everybody.
Yeah.
And like, I understand.
Everyone's afraid to create. This is my theme for this election is they're afraid to create stakes. Mm-hmm. And some have stakes, right? There's like, you know, F the poor people. I'm going to make, you know, I'm going to do this. And in a way, I'm like, well, that's at least you're fighting for something. I don't agree with it. And I think you're wrong. And I think it might not even be within your power to do anything about it. But at least you're like, you're standing for something. But so many, it's like, or I'll fix the potholes. Or actually, one of my favorite ones is people who have been on council. I will say, I had low expectations for this last sort of mayor and council. I didn't think they would do anything special, but I also didn't think they would mess anything up. And to my surprise, like Lindsay downtown's almost completely rebuilt. Fenland Falls downtown, almost completely rebuilt. Omimi's getting rebuilt now. Construction is worrying, but like these are projects that like everyone's probably campaigned on for the last 40 years and done nothing on, but they actually did it and got it done. And then we have people who were on that council and got it done. And instead of taking credit for being like, hey, we actually did these projects, got them done, I want to do more, they're talking about, well, we never do enough of these things. And like, I don't know if it's going to be possible for maybe decades to do as much as this last group did in terms of actual long-term infrastructure.
It'll be interesting because like the way things are going with the amount of people coming from the city and like the developments that are happening with the new
homes. I'm so curious. Like I know we are getting new homes, but everyone's always like, oh, everything's changing. We're growing so fast. And I've heard that talking point for a long time. And I remember at one point being like, oh, we got to prepare for him. In 2025, our population's going to be X because the province projects will be X. Mm-hmm. But then I remember looking at that point and it was like, actually, our population reduced by a percentage. Mm-hmm. Like it wasn't growing by like 10%. It was actually reduced. And we do have more units now, but there's also a lot, the demographics, like people are living alone and there's some outflow. So I'm really curious, like, they're building more houses, a lot of them are empty. They've been like pre-bought by, you know, speculators buy them with the hope to, that's a whole other conversation about money laundering and new construction and that industry. And then with the house prices coming back down to reality, like, I'm still skeptical that it will all actually happen and people will be in there and there's a big noticeable change. We're not going to get it the same way like some of the suburbs and the city have saw it in, like, say, the early 2000s. Like, I don't know that we're going to have that level of change and development.
It'll be interesting if, like, that boom does happen, though. Will that council then take credit for all their, well, I was in office when this happened, but that happened 10 years ago, right?
It's like correlation versus causation. Like, I loved, you know, again, I don't want to critique too much, but there's like the whole like economic development department, great people. There's different scopes about what the city should be responsible for in terms of economic development. I think there is a role for it, but like some of the things that come out in the talking points, I don't think have any correlation to like, you know, the work that they're doing. So for a while they were talking about, oh, agriculture, you know, farm receipts are up 20%, that means we're doing a great job. But it's like these agricultural receipts are from like world markets of commodities that have been going up and inflation and the Canadian dollar at the time was like stronger. So that's probably, and you know, more land is getting bulldozed and like put into stuff. So like, what of that was because of the, you know, staff members who were doing this? And that extrapolates across, like, you know, I think we councillors and mayor will take credit for things that have nothing to do with them. And this is every politician at every level. They'll also critique things that have nothing to do with them. And I get frustrated, but then I'm like, again, does it matter? Will it ever change? Like, will people stand on the work they can do and like really talk about what they can control and the hard work they've done to make it happen? Because, you know, those infrastructure projects, like there's probably years worth of committees and decisions that, you know, someone's had to do that work to make it happen. And, you know, that's what I would like to see. And I don't think I'm that confident, but then I'm like, I don't know that that's going to make a significant difference on the small business community. Like if some of these things don't happen or if they do, like if I am a small business owner and talk to other small business owners, like I don't know that I would make significant investment decisions based on municipal politics. Like one way or the other.
Interesting. So you're not going to run this year? Are you going to run next time?
Oh, I cannot win an election. I think that is the number one reason that I will not be a politician. Someone can put that back on me someday because lots of people are like, oh, you should run. But like I could not be like, I'm local and I want to fix potholes. Like I would want to talk about the details a little bit more, but the reality is general population don't care about them. They want their taxes to go down and they want the services they like to go up and the services that they don't use to go down.
Slash them.
Like, why are we fixing this road in this spot that I don't? That's a waste of money. You should fix my potholes first. Or like, who cares about, you know, kids and splash pads? I don't have kids, right? Like there's always a lot of those types of things. And then, you know, the people who like just want their taxes lowered. And I used to get frustrated because I'd be like, well, what about, how are we going to, you know, maintain the parks or do all of these things? And some people are like, I don't actually care about that. Like I got a big truck. I will drive over potholes, just lower my taxes. And, you know, I give credit to anyone who like wants to navigate those problems.
Yeah. It'd be nice if there was a bit more diversity on council. It'd be nice if it wasn't just a bunch of old white dudes.
Well, it's structured that way. It's, so that's my other rant. It's like, you know, when you have low pay and meetings during the daytime, you know, in theory, if it were democracy, and I don't think it actually is democracy, anyone would be able to be part of it. But unless you have another source of income or like childcare, like you're not going to get a single mom who is a minority working a working class job. They just literally aren't able to attend the meetings and do the things they need to do to hold that position.
Yeah, and I've thought about it, and other people my age I've spoken to that have had similar thoughts, and we're all kind of in the same boat where, yes, it's a financial hit, but put that aside even, it's just like we are busy with careers, we're busy with kids, and then I'm like, well, I'm going to just wait until that like changes a little bit, but then I'm just going to be like all the people on council. I'm going to be the old white man, and the council doesn't need another old white man on council.
Yeah, and that's again, it's, you know, give people credit for stepping up and trying to do it. It's hard; they're doing hard things, and I guess it just, you know, one reason I don't want to get too sort of excited about it or like turn the podcast into like a campaign for all the candidates, or, you know, ask them these canned questions and get canned responses, is I don't know that it matters to our listeners. I don't know that, you know, Matty G Digital's business prospects don't radically change one way or another based on the outcome of the election that's coming up locally.
No, and you're probably going to disagree, but if we are going in a direction where people want less development, because you've heard of, okay, we don't want all these people coming from the city. There's a mayoral candidate that was insulting of people from the city. It's like a total doof.
Yeah, everyone fears the other, right?
Oh, and it's just
their nice little white utopia.
Yeah, but I, as a business owner, I want and I need development. I want more people here. I want more business owners that I can work with and market and do marketing with. I want more business owners that need a place to work and can come work out and thrive. Like, I want that. I don't want things to stay the way they are. That does not help and grow our business.
And it's funny because, like, things never stay the way they are. People will talk about the old days. You know, I'll joke, colonizers be colonizing, right? Like, that stuff will happen. It's at what pace does it happen? You know, there's a whole lot of factors. And some, it's easy to get caught up in it. I've heard business owners, you know, they think something is a massive threat to their business. Probably isn't. You know, zoning things do matter. There's long-term things that do make a difference. But for most small businesses, there are other things you can worry about that are going to have a bigger impact.
Absolutely. And I'll call myself out on the final thought, because I think we're winding down. But my final thought on that is, like, if you are relying on government and construction and roads to improve your business, you have a marketing problem. It's not a road problem. It's not that people can't walk by your business. It's not that people can't park right in front of your business. You have a fundamental issue with your business in other ways, and it's probably marketing. It's maybe messaging. It's probably a lot of other things, but stop blaming the government and everyone on construction and roads and everything to be the reason why your business is suffering.
Awesome. Great final thought. If you agree with us or disagree with us or want to come on the podcast to talk about something else, we'd love to hear from you. You can send us an email to setitup@kawarthasmallbusinesspodcast.ca.